Today's scripture is John chapter 19, verse 26-27. When Jesus then saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, how many books are in the Bible? That's right. 39 Old Testaments and 27 New Testaments, total of 66. There are 1,189 chapters and over 30,000 verses. Now, if you think of 10 sentences of the Bible, there are 10 commandments. But if you put all together in two sentences, what will they be? In Matthew 22, 37 and 40, our Lord said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbors as yourself. On these two commandments depend on the whole law and the prophets." So, love Father God foremost of all, and love your neighbors as yourself. Now, if you think of just one word, what is it? That's right, that's love. So, if you think of one word out of 66 books of the Bible, it's love. And this love is the title of this year, 2015. We have two conferences in this beautiful year. Group Leaders Conference and Summer Retreat. Group Leaders Conference had the message about love to complete the whole spirit. It's like to get a driving license, you learn and study the basic and core points, right? So love is that kind of, you know, core in the concept. And Mommy Summer Retreat is the process to apply that love, what you learn in the Group Leaders Conference, to your life. So now, it's time to actually apply that love to your life. Well, during the Group Leaders Conference, Senior Pastor talked about the last seven words of the Lord on the cross. Well, I gave a deep thought about, you know, why Senior Pastor mentioned the last seven words of Jesus Christ. Because to make our faith grow up, we have to understand the love of Father God, love of the Lord, and love of the Shepherd deep in our heart and apply to our life. And the last seven words that our Lord gave on the cross have the very core of that love. Well, even worldly people, you know, put great emphasis on the will or the last wish of a man. You know, children try to keep the will of their dying parents. And parents, you know, usually leaves the most important words for their children as will. Now, our Lord knew this. So what about the last seven words of our Lord? Most mandatory, and then the core of this human cultivation, and how to become the true children of God. That true core is contained in his last seven words. That's why Senior Pastor put great emphasis on that last seven words during the Group Leaders Conference. However, Senior Pastor did not mention about the spiritual meaning of those words. We actually have to understand the spiritual meaning of them, and we have to discover the message of love contained in those last seven words. And we have to comply what we learn to our life. That is what senior pastor talks about. And that's why I'm going to talk about those last seven words in this evening service. I'm going to tell you the spiritual meanings of each last seven words of the Lord and find and discover His message of love. Last two sessions, I've talked about first and the second our Lord's will. And I explained the spiritual meaning. And we discovered the forgiveness and a complete submission. I hope that you can find what is the point that our Lord wants us to find in the third last words. Well, let's talk about what senior pastor told us. The third last word is found in the Gospel of John 19:20, verses 26 and 27, that says, when Jesus then saw his mother and his disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." And he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that hour, the disciple took her into his own household. Well, this is what Apostle John wrote when he heard what the Lord said by him under the cross. That there was a Virgin Mary and Mary Magdalene along with Mary, the wife to Cleopas. First of all, our Lord said to Virgin Mary, "Woman, behold your son." Here, your son does not refer to himself. It refers to John. It is actually telling her to consider Apostle John as her own son. And our Lord said to John, "Behold your mother." And since then, John took Virgin Mary to his own household. Here is one thing that you should never miss. Our Lord never called Virgin Mary mother. Verse 26 says, "In the woman, behold your son." However, this "your son" does not refer to himself, our Lord. If you read the Bible, you cannot find any evidence or any verse that our Lord called Virgin Mary as mother. You can find about the miracle of Cana and wedding party in John chapter 2. Verse 4 says, "And Jesus said to her, 'Woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come.'" Our Lord called Virgin Mary, woman. Our Lord didn't call her mother. However, you can find the name mother, but this was written from the perspective of our Lord's disciples. Our Lord was invited to a wedding party by the Virgin Mary, and then there was the wine was running out. And this miracle contained the very spiritual meaning about what kind of ministry of our Lord on the cross is going to be. Well, thankfully, we learned that in Cana in Galilee refers to the world, and the wedding party is the scene of the last world of this in this end time. And why our Lord manifested miracle, and what does it mean by the six stones, which represents the 6,000 years of human cultivation. All those spiritual meanings were taught to us by our senior pastor. If you were very curious, you may refer to senior pastors in the sermons, parables of wedding party. So you can find even the stone pot has a very special spiritual meaning. So you can see when our Lord called Virgin Mary a woman, it does not just simply mean just ordinary meaning. Because it says why our Lord came to this earth as a Savior, and that Virgin Mary would never become His mother. Our Lord is one with our Father God. He is one of the one triune God. And there is no mother to the God Creator. Exodus 3:14 says, our Lord said to Moses, "I am who I am." And He said, "Thus you shall say to the sons of Israel, I am has sent me to you." So, our Lord is the Creator, so He cannot call Virgin Mary mother. Well, genetically speaking, the Virgin Mary cannot become a mother to Jesus, because our Lord was not born from the conception of the sperm and egg. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's say a baby was grown up inside incubator. That incubator cannot become the mother to the baby. Virgin Mary, by the same token, Virgin Mary cannot become mother to Jesus Christ. Our Lord, our Father God, is triune God, and He is I am who I am. So Exodus 20, 34, verse 3 and 4 says, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven, above, or on earth." So, except our Father God, we cannot worship any creature. Second thing is, our Lord said, "Woman, behold your son." It is to console the heart of Virgin Mary. When the Lord was crucified and when He was suffering, Mary had great pain. Virgin Mary had great pain on her heart. You know, Jesus Christ, Jesus, who was very gentle, remembered such in the Virgin Mary. So He consoled the heart of Virgin Mary and asked John, disciple, to serve her as if he were a real son. Philippians 3:20 says, "For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." As a saved one, we are a citizen of heaven. Our name is written in the book of life, that is written by our Father. So God becomes our Father, and our true brother and sister are those who believe in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why do we call God our Father? Because the origin of life is from our Father God. Well, you were conceived by the sperm and eggs of your biological mother and father. However, those sperms and egg were given by our Father God as well. Moreover, when we go up to our genealogy, well, Adam is our true father. And then the life of Adam was from our Father God. So Father God gives life to baby, and Father God governs life and death. That's why He becomes our Father. Therefore, those children who are saved by the Lord is naturally can call God Abba Father. The important thing is, however, if you follow the lust of the world, you cannot call God Father. John 8:44, "You are of your father devil, and you want to do the desires of your father." This is what our Lord said. Worldly people are deceived by the devil, and they commit sin, and they eventually fall into the fire of hell. So even though you are connected with blood, you cannot be with them forever in heaven. Our Lord said in Matthew 12:50, "For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother." However, it does not mean we should not serve or love our biological parents and brother and sister. We ought to love our biological family. However, that love should be proper spiritual love in the sight of Father God. If your family interferes the kingdom of Father God or go against the will of Father God, but if you still love your family, it is not true love. Because you are ignoring your family going to destruction. So first of all, you have to serve and love your family in the truth. If you truly love your family, you have to preach the gospel to them so that they could be saved and go to heaven. So it is very important. So you have to make your family a true family who can be with you in heaven forever and ever. So, as you can see, the third word of the Lord on the cross is to console the heart of Virgin Mary. It contains the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, and it contains where we belong. Dear brothers and sisters, senior pastor once mentioned when he was talking about this last third word. When our Father God gives word, Father God does not allow a man who commits sin, especially works of the body or sin leading to death, not call God the Father. Because Father God's heart is hurt when people who do the works of the devil call him Father. However, during the group leaders' conference of this year, we can again feel that it is also the love of Father God. Well, before, we thought that, you know, Father God hates to be called Father when we were, you know, committing sin. However, now we can now finally, you know, figure out that our Father God's heart is so much hurt when we commit sin. And our Father God wants us to call him Abba Father as we become his true children. This is what Father God wants. This is the shortcut to spirit. Father God wants to be called by his true children. That's why, even though Father God does not allow us to call him Abba when we come in sin, Father God desperately wants us to turn back and eventually be able to call him Abba Father. Well, there is a confession in the book. It is called The Father Wants Them to Enter Heaven. Let me read this confession. I established this altar because I love you. I showed you many ways of love that you could not possibly fathom if you understand the heart of the Father who has given you the shepherd to lead you. In a way, as if you were seeing me, you would know what great grace it is that you can breathe, you can hear him, and you can talk to him, a much greater, wider, and more full of love, way more than you think. I want everyone to come into this place that I prepared. I'm the faithful one who helps you to have the qualifications. I don't want you to forsake you, but I want you to reach salvation. I'm your Father. I'm the one who enabled you to call me Father. I'm the one who prepared the salvation. I'm the one who will lead you to heaven. I'm the one who gave you your shepherd. I want you to catch this chance of love and come forth as glorious fruits of your shepherd. Dear brothers and sisters, Father God is love itself. And the last third word of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you find your love for me? Well, when I think of this word, I found service. Well, this service is well mentioned in Outside the World. There is especially talk about the leadership of service. It means we have to seek for others' benefit instead of our own benefit. The most example is our Lord. Even when he was crucified on the cross and was under excruciating pain, he thought of Virgin Mary and asked Apostle John to take care of her. It does not mean to serve only Virgin Mary, but it is to serve all the brothers and sisters in the Lord. But it does not mean to John only. It also meant to all of us who listen to this message. Our Lord didn't serve people only with his lips. Even under the excruciating pain on the cross, he consoled the heart of Virgin Mary, and he took care of what would happen to Virgin Mary. But that's not it. Matthew 20:28 says, just as the Son of Man didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. In his own life, he showed the example of service. Since he loved us so much, before he took care of himself, he always took care of us. He didn't ignore us just because we were his creature. He didn't have time to eat well or sleep well or took rest. However, he didn't ignore souls who were looking for him. He wanted to solve their problems. He wanted to lead them to good heaven. He used all his strength. One day, there were children who were trying to receive his anointment. Then his disciples stopped them. Then our Lord said, let the children alone. and do not hinder them from coming to me. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as this. Even though he was manifesting great power, he didn't raise him up. He rather humbled himself down. He was always serve others. He served even people who betrayed him. He didn't only love those people who loved him. He loved us without prejudice. Every and each soul he loved from his depths of his heart. In the end, he gave himself as ransom for all the souls. Thanks to his service, we acquired eternal life. Since Apostle John experienced such a service of Jesus, Apostle John put that word, the last will of Jesus, into his heart. Now, what about the life of our shepherd? As you can see very well, every moment his life is the life of service. From the moment he became the servant of God, he only concerned about souls. Let me tell you some examples of this year alone. There was a Feast of Spirits in May 5th, 2015. He invited those people of spirits and encouraged them, served them with good food and good flower beds in his prayer house. So about 200 men were invited, and they were able to take picture with the senior pastor, all of them. Well, senior pastor is the one who should be, you know, encouraged and appreciated. However, he served those people of spirit from the depths of his heart. However, I mean, there was one announcement for this Feast of Service. Senior pastor told us never to prepare an offering. Well, when we go to a, when we are invited to a party, we prepare a gift or offerings. However, senior pastor didn't allow us to prepare that kind of offerings. He rather gave us in the pocket money and to everyone who was invited. But that was not it. He gave thanks offerings to Father God who allowed him to have such beautiful Feast of Spirit. Well, he was the one who took care of all those and all that in the Feast of Service. I mean, the Feast of Spirit. However, he gave the thanks offerings to Father God. And now, he is working on Prayer House to help us fill the first kingdom of heaven. That's not for himself. It is just to plant hope for heaven in our heart. Well, the prayer house is his only rest place, but he sacrificed that place for us. But his love and service is not only for people of spirit, and it is revealed in his birthday party. Well, birthday party is a place to congratulate the birthday of the one who was born that day. However, the first birthday of our senior pastor was not like that. From early day in the morning till late night in the evening, he shook hands with the congregation, over 10,000 people. In the middle, his palm started to bleed. However, he began to shake hands with us again. And then the shake hands finished around 10:30 at night. Right after that, he came up to this altar and delivered message for Friday online service. Over 24 hours, he devoted himself for us. And it was the same in 2015 Manmin Summer Retreat as well. He didn't have strength to move himself. He didn't have strength to step down on run bicycle. However, for the last 3 days, he put all his strength for us. On the first day, when he delivered the message, before the conference began, he came here before many of us and welcomed us. And he delivered messages from all with all his heart, and then he gave all his strength to pray for us. And through his prayer, so many souls were healed, and that huge stage was filled with those people who testified to their healings. And that was not it. After the prayer, He stood up on the altar and took care of all those souls with all his heart. For that love in the pastors, his son Lee once explained last Friday night service. And then 11:20 at night, he began to pray for us once again. Even though he healed so many people in there, he didn't think that that's enough. He prayed for those who were not healed yet. He wants everyone else to be healed, so he prayed again with all his strength. And that service continued in the second day in field games. On the third day, there was a campfire night. In the afternoon, we had free time. However, senior pastor didn't take a break. He did the rehearsal for campfire night. And during the campfire night, he led the praise and worship with all his heart. For 3 days, he served us with all his heart and love. After the summer retreat, I heard a story. During the summer retreat, senior pastor was thankful for being able to sleep 2 hours or 3 hours. When I heard it, I was so sorry. Because even though he was able to sleep only just in 2 hours or 3 hours, he was so thankful for that. Even though he was giving everything, even the sleeping hours, you know, he served us and loved us. That's our shepherd. His service is more valuable, and I'm more thankful for his service because through that service, he increased our faith and had greater hope for heaven. And love, and he taught us how to love Father God all the more better. That is the core learning from his service. 1 Corinthians 13:3 says, "And if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it profits me nothing." Through a feast of spirit, birthday party, summer retreat, his devotional service gave birth to life and spirit. He served us with true service. For what? Only for our happiness. And we have to serve others with this kind of service. Dear brothers and sisters, we have to understand this kind of service of our Lord and of the Shepherd. Put it in our heart. We have to show that service to others as well, right? I thought that this is the message that is contained in the last third word of our Lord. Now, what should we do to accomplish this true service? First of all, we gotta have a heart which doesn't want anything in return. That's very important. It is not the heart to receive something for your service. I mean, if you serve others, if you think, well, he has to be like this, at least, you know, if I do this, he should be thankful, right? If you have this kind of heart and serve him, well, that's not a true service. But if you have this kind of heart, and when you don't receive what you want in return, then you may have ill feelings. You may feel uncomfortable in your heart. However, this is not the service that Father God wants from us. Even though there is nothing in return, even though my service is not recognized by others, we should be able to serve others with joy and thanks. That's what Father God wants. Well, Abraham is one of the greatest in example. He didn't want anything in return. He just wanted the others do good. Well, it is well known in Genesis chapter 13. From the moment Abram left in Haran, his nephew Lot was with him. After he became rich, they couldn't stay in the same land. And their shepherds got in a conflict with each other. So Abraham gave, you know, a priority to his nephew Lot. He said in Genesis 13, verse 9, "Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. If to the left, then I will go to the right. Or if to the right, then I will go to the left." Lot took a look around and he found the land that he liked. Well, Lot followed Abraham when God told Abraham to leave his father's household. Lot didn't have much. However, Lot was with Abraham and he became rich by receiving great blessing. So if you think of this, when there is a conflict, what is he supposed to do? He must ask his uncle Abraham to take, you know, whatever he likes. However, Lot didn't do that. It is not the proper order in fleshly perspective, not to mention spiritual order. He had to serve Abraham, but he didn't. Even though Lot was receiving blessing thanks to Abraham, he didn't recognize it. However, even though Abraham knew that Lot was, even though Lot was not recognizing why he was receiving blessing, he didn't have any ill feelings. He just thought of Lot and loved Lot, and he just wanted to choose the best land. And when Lot did it, you know, he was very thankful and he rejoiced. Because he served Lot from the depths of his heart, he didn't want anything in return. He was ready to give more. And Father God gave great blessing to Abraham, who served Lot nothing, who didn't want anything in return. In next chapter 14, when Lot was captivated as a slave, Abraham defeated the enemy and saved Lot and his possession. Father God surely blesses those who do not want anything in return. Now, to have this kind of heart, what do we need? We gotta have a heart to love our neighbors as ourselves. Just as our Lord said in Matthew 2:22, verse 39, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." If you love your neighbor as yourself, then serving him is natural, and serving him itself becomes your joy. Well, Mrs. Bonglim Lee has lived such life. She always put her hand on our shoulder and prays for us. Sometimes she had pain on her back or shoulder to pray for so many people. However, she didn't stop her serving. During the Daniel prayer meeting, she says, "Well, it's difficult for me to help you." But even though she said so, you know, she comes down from the altar and prays for us and serves us. Last Wednesday, we had a great time, right? And last week, when I led the Daniel prayer meeting, I felt it. For 2 hours and 40 minutes, it required too much energy from me. But we can see that, you know, Mrs. Bonglim Lee leads this prayer meeting all the time. During the group leaders conference, Mrs. Bonglim Lee led the arrival service. And she said, "If you want to receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, come and kneel and pray, and I will help you." And she already spent all her energy for the pastors and workers. However, so many normal members came down and knelt down, and there were no even place for us to sit down. However, she didn't stop. She prayed again and again. She didn't stop praying for us. She eventually prayed every one of us, as you can see on screen. Even though she prayed for her like this, She didn't want anything in return. She just wants us to be good and, you know, prosper in all things and receive fullness of the Holy Spirit. Thanks to her service, now we can pray in fullness of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters, do you have this kind of heart in your heart? Well, there is one good question to check what kind of heart you have now. Well, from time to time, I pray that question. If you have 10, and if someone asks for that 10, how many can you give to him? Well, some of you can give just 1 or 2, or 5, or about up to 9, if you have a wide, you know, heart. However, if you have just 1, not 10, and if someone asks for that 1, would you be willing? Can you give that to him with joy and thanks? Maybe someone. However, many of you say, well, I don't think I can do that. You don't need to be disappointed. You don't need to be disappointed. If you think it is hard to give that 1, then you have to practice from giving 1 or 2 out of 10. The important thing is you have to give that to the one who asks for it with a heart of love. If you keep on doing it, then the number will increase. And eventually, you will be able to give what you have to that one with joy. There's one thing you should not miss. Think of parents. They even get a loan to support their children. And our Father, the Lord and the Shepherd, has given us even more than that. Our Father God sacrificed His one and only, His only begotten Son. Our Lord sacrificed His own life for us. And our Lord sacrificed His last breath for us. Why? Because they believed that we would change, and they have great expectation for us. Thanks to that belief and expectation, we can have that service. Dear brothers and sisters, the second element is to feeling sympathy. Well, service is an action of service. When you make this action, you have to consider other situation. If you cannot understand others' feeling or situation, even if you love the one, you cannot give the most proper service to that man. And the outcome will be different. Let's say, there is an answer to a mathematical question. However, there are many different ways to get that answer, depending on the characteristics or the level of education. There are many different ways of solving that question. According to people, the process of finding an answer can be different too. So it is important to find the answer, but it is also important to apply the answer to actual question. So when you have when you can understand other situation correctly, you can have true service for that man. Well, there was one moment for me to understand this. When I attended Pastor Hinson Lee's handkerchief prayer meeting. It was Miryeom Manmin Church in 2014. She was praying with the handkerchief the senior pastor prayed on. He was about to pray for a mother along with a child, but she stopped praying. It was because she had to point the mother. The child had the problem with the eyes, and so Pastor Hee suddenly touched his mother. Because Pastor Lee understood the heart of the child, she pointed the mother. However, she was not in agreement with the heart of the child. She was in agreement with the heart of the mother as well, because the mother desperately wanted her children to be healed. That's why she felt it and she touched her. And then it brought out a great outcome. Her touch was able to solve the problems of the child and the mother. And when I witnessed that point, I remember the senior pastor who was praying under the heavy rainfall in India Crusade. Well, chances are that, you know, people stopped the crusade under such heavy rain. However, senior pastor didn't stop it. Why? Because he understood the heart of those people of India who wanted to be healed, who wanted to receive blessing and answer and grace on that point. And that's why he prayed desperately. His heart touched not only those people who were there, but also those who were watching on TV. What was the result? On the fourth day, more than 1,500,000 people gathered. And amazing healing works took place on that place. Through this, we can understand that it is very important to understand other situations when we serve others. There are many interference to have this kind of heart. There are many. However, one of them that I want to mention is the confusion that you think you know. You think you know your parents, you know your brother or sister, you know your co-worker, you know your friends. Well, you may not understand other situation. Then you can make an effort to understand their situation and heart. However, the bigger problem is, you think you know their problems. It is your confusion. Due to this confusion, you do not make an effort to solve the problems. And because of that, you can understand others well. Because your confusion blinds your eyes, who had to consider other situation. You cannot serve others because of that, and it brings in the conflicts between you. Well, there is one thing that I experienced. Last June, I had a pain on my fit rest. I mean, I couldn't even sleep well. I went to a hospital and diagnosed as a gout and arthritis. Doctor said I have to get an operation. However, I was thankful that after receiving senior pastor prayer, I was healed and I was able to walk well. And from the last summer retreat, now I'm completely healed. So now I can once again experience the great power of the shepherd. Back then, when I had the pain, I mean, I couldn't even imagine to kneel down. However, once I was healed, I'm able to run and I can kneel down and pray. However, during a month and a half, I received many blessings. First, when I went to hospital, doctor said, well, you have to put on a cast because of pain. So I put on the cast and I received the senior pastor prayer for the sick on GCN. But then the pain was gone. So I, you know, broke that and then I could visit members. So Friday, after the visiting members were over, the pain came back. Once the pain came back and I prayed, and I thought of the two reasons of thanks. First, if I had the pain, it could not have been easy for me to visit members. But Father God blessed me so that I could visit members. So I was thankful. And the next thing was that I was able to understand the people who are sick. I haven't been seriously sick. So even though when I prayed for those people who were sick, I couldn't understand their sickness and, you know, pain completely. I rather said, why don't they show their faith well and receive healing works? However, once I lie down because of the pain, I realized that how painful it is to be sick, and I was sorry not to be able to understand other situations who were sick. I'm not talking about just the fleshly pain. I'm talking about my heart who didn't feel sympathy of those who were sick. I tried to understand their hearts, but I thought I knew the answer. I know how to solve the problem. So I couldn't understand and fully understand those people who are sick. And then I realized that that moment of pain was my moment of blessing. Once again, realized that why those people of sickness desperately wait for senior pastor. Well, I used to, you know, wait for senior pastor because I missed him so much, but this time I wanted to see him because I want to be healed. Then I realized that, and I could have agreement with those who are sick. And now, and moreover, I can understand why senior pastor was reading all the names of those, you know, detailed diseases one by one. It was because he understood the heart of those people who are sick. You know, I had a pain from the gout, right? So when senior pastor prayed for the sick, I paid attention to arthritis and the gout. Since senior pastor understood the heart of the sick people more than anybody, that's why he was mentioning the names of those diseases in so much detail. And I could realize his service from the depths of his heart. Now, I made once again my mind again to become a true servant. Dear brothers and sisters, we have to get rid of this confusion. And we have to truly make an effort to understand others. We have to understand other situations and their hearts. Then it can lead us to serve them truly. I hope that you can have this true service. Let me conclude this message. I talked to you about the last third word of the Lord on the cross. I told you about the spiritual meanings of these words, why Jesus called Virgin Mary woman. And I told you that it is the love of the Lord who wanted to console the heart of Virgin Mary. And in these last third words, I explained to you where we truly belong. And third, I talked about true service, which is contained in his message of love. And I told you two elements to have this true service. First, the heart that wants nothing in return. And second, heart of understanding others. Dear brothers and sisters, is it too difficult for you to change? Why am I so weak? Why do I have so many fleshly thoughts? Why don't I change quickly? Well, you may think like this, right? However, when you run a marathon race, is it hard or not? Of course it's hard. Now, if you don't want that hardness, what should we do? You just stop running. That's it. If you don't run, you cannot reach the goal forever. If you overcome the pain and run, you will eventually reach the goal. In other words, if you think it is difficult, it's hard, it proves that you are running now. If you don't run, you don't feel it hard. You feel hard because you are running. The same applies to marathon race of sanctification. Your heart is hurt because you don't change. It is the evidence of your running toward sanctification. If you don't run, you cannot discover your weakness, and you will not have pain. Since you long for sanctification and you run, that's why you find your shortcomings and you find it difficult. So don't be disheartened. Don't be disappointed. Why don't you enjoy this process of getting to sanctification? It is your privilege to run the best marathon race toward sanctification. Why don't you enjoy it with thankful heart? Believe that you will eventually change. Why? even though you cannot. Our Father God and the Lord and Shepherd are believing in us that we would change, we could change and wait for us. They are not just sitting still and wait. Well, our road, which we have to run our race, it was covered with thorns and thistles and stones. However, Father God, the Lord and the Shepherd cleared them up. And He put the moving walk. You know, when you go to, you can find escalator, right? It's automatic, you know, and stairs, right? And you can see the moving walk on screen. If you go to airport, and it will help you to carry your hard luggage from this place to that place. You know, they put even moving walk before us so that we can run this race easily. In this flow of spirit, by paying the price of justice up to 90%. If you understand their service well from the depths of your heart, then you can never be lazy. In Mami magazine, I saw a this part that says, it's okay to scratch my finger. It is okay to have dim eyes. It's okay to have no strength. It's okay to walk this way alone. It's okay to walk this way, only if I can lead these people to New Jerusalem. It was confession of senior pastor. I want this confession to be changed like this. I'm happy when I hurted my finger. I'm happy because of the time when I had the dim eyes. I'm happy for the time I was strengthless. I'm happy when I walked my way alone. Why? Because my beloved souls changed. I wish his confession can change like this. I pray in the name of the Lord that his confession will change like this for you to run like this. Let's run this race of faith well in this year of glory, in the flow of Holy Spirit. In the name of our Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together.
Hallelujah, 사랑의 아버지, 그 크신 은혜와 사랑에 감사드립니다. 오늘은 아버지 가상치론 제3원 여자여 보소서 아들이니이다. 보라 내 어머니라에 대해 살펴보았습니다. 각각에 담긴 영적인 의미들과 함께 이 안에 담긴 나를 향한 그분의 사랑의 메시지, 참된 섬김에 대해서도 살펴보았습니다. 아버지 대가를 바라지 않은 마음이요. 또한 아버지여 공감하는 마음이 얼마나 중요한지를 깨달아 볼 수 있었습니다. 이 말씀을 양식 삼아 저희 또한 참된 섬김을 이루는 우리 모든 만민의 성도님들이 되어줄 수 있도록 함께하여 주옵소서. 감사드리며 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
Let's receive senior pastor prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body. If you are not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and on internet and on Juice and TV, in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Please scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, intestinal cancers, AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations. Go away. healed of polio, stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well, let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. And restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away and let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning and substance abuse. Let the dead nerve tissues and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, go away, and their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirit, unclean spirit, false spirit, and deceiving and separating spirits, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out their prayer, to cry out in prayer, and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week, and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes, protect your children, their family, their workplace, and their business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it all for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.